Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com. Lifetapestrycreations.com. It's been such a cool, damp spring here where I live in the southeast of the United States that I haven't hardly been outside that much. I guess I like temperatures in the 80 degrees Fahrenheit area, and it hasn't been that much here, which is usually from March on, it is. So the month of March on. So we'll see what happens, but it's been cool and rainy. Not my favorite. We'll see. Let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, many of you are concerned because you haven't received your aha moment. You haven't had the need to move on. You feel lethargic. You feel like staying home. You feel like continuing your cocooning, if you will. It's not what you expected. And we have already told you that the energies floating about are for you to leave your cocoon, to be different, to fly, to be the butterfly. And so somehow you think you're a failure. We must remind you that you're all unique. We need to help those who are at the forefront, the middle, and at the back end, if you will, what is going to happen. And so some of you were on stage in the spotlight faster than others. The same will happen to you. Do not worry. Do not fret. Just allow yourself to do what you need to do. Stop chiding yourself for being a slow learner or not being of the forerunner group or whatever. Again, this is no different than puberty. You know, some of your classmates developed before you did, but you all developed. So it is now. So do not worry about that. That is just something we wish for you all to know. Now, what is happening with the energies and in turn with your life? Those who have already left their cocoon and are either finding their rightful place or exploring different options will find it easier and easier to do so. For once you have found your place, once you have found your interest, pieces just fall into place. You see? It is as if you and the universes are working together to move you into where you wish to be. Let us say that before you began your journey, you said, I wish to create this. And so what you have taken during this transition is those pieces of your past lives, other dimensional frequency skills, put them together into a new whole. And that new whole, that new being, is searching and finding what it is you wish to be or do. There's not a lot of mystery to it, you see, even though it sounds very mysterious. In a sense, if you will, you've destroyed your 3D self of this lifetime and recreated a new being designed to create or be who you wish to do or be before this lifetime. So it is that maybe not all your pieces are here yet, or so it is, it isn't quite time. You know, Leonardo da Vinci invented the helicopter and other forms that people marveled at but thought were silly when he invented them centuries ago. And so it is for you. Perhaps the piece that you are going to work on or going to be is not ready to be introduced yet. Do you see what we are saying? So instead of chiding yourself, instead of saying, oh, I'm not very good at whatever it is that you think you should be good at, realize the timing might not be right. And those of you who have been of the New Age and the New Earth and whatever title you wish to give are so used to, you know, patience, 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 and you're very sick of it. And that is as it is, again, much as in puberty, you know, where your parents say, don't worry, your voice will lower. You will have breasts eventually. You will, you know, all of those things. You didn't want to hear it then, but it was true, and so it is now. Your piece might not be ready to be introduced, whatever that puzzle piece is, or you might wish to address a few more parts of your being or add a few more parts of your being before you address that piece. What we are saying is you will develop and introduce your personal puzzle piece and your universal piece. There's no question about that. It is going to happen. Just as in puberty, you are going to be a young adult. There's no question about that. The timing is the question. So, do not necessarily be envious of those who have found their place before you, because everything was timed right for them. Others of you are waiting or creating a different time. Allow that to be. Allow yourself to evolve without shoulds or have-tos, which in 3D, of course, you know how rampant that was. And what you're doing to yourself now is shades of that. You know, oh, I should be further ahead. I should be. No, you're exactly where you need to be. All of you. Each of you. Allow that to be. You will become whatever puzzle piece it is that you need. And in fact, you are becoming it at this very moment. So allow that to be. Rest. Do what interests you. Do what you want to do. You're in the right place at the right time for the right reasons. And that reason is to change Earth from a distant 3D planet to a universal being. You have done the big change, the globe. Now you are doing the more intimate changes. And we will tell you, because you are doing the intimate changes, you are allowing those who follow not to have such a dramatic transition. They will have one, but not at the level that you had. You are strong, you are powerful, you are evolving to who you wish to be, and you will become that being at the right moment, in the right place, at the right time. So stop fretting. Enjoy. Enjoy. Find what interests you and follow it. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week.